In the 1970s, Lake Erie was called a dead lake because of pollution that depleted oxygen levels. Today, the lake is once again threatened. WBFO News contributor Ray Marks takes a look at the factors contributing to the lake's declining health.
Last spring's heavy rains resulted in runoff from farms and other sources, loading Lake Erie with nutrients containing phosphorus, which produces algal blooms that look like bright green soup. The algae can cause skin irritation to humans and animals exposed to it. Helen Domsky is coastal education specialist with New York Sea Grant at the University of Buffalo.
But there are different types of algae. There are algae that are very beneficial and that we need. And then there are what we call these harmful algae. And the bloom that you see is actually made up of species of algae that we don't really want to see in the Great Lakes. And one of those is called Microcystis. And Microcystis has a toxin called microcystin.
That toxin, described as green slime, could turn deadly. For example, if a dog were to go into Lake Erie and become coated with the toxin and then licks it off, the dog could become fatally ill. Even in some situations, cattle have died from the toxin. Scientists are recommending that methods of fertilizer application by farmers be better managed to control the pollution. Another form of pollution causing serious problems is the discarding of prescription drugs in toilets. Even the antidepressant drug Prozac has been found in blood samples taken from fish in Lake Erie. Domsky says there are safer ways to dispose of the drug.
When people no longer need medications, they're expired, they're unwanted, they're done with the antibiotics or something like that, the first step people used to take is flush them down the toilet. Rather than flushing it, if they mix it with something that's unattractive to pets or people, something like mixing it with coffee, used coffee grounds or kitty litter, putting it in a plastic bag, taping it up, and then putting it in some kind of non-recyclable plastic container, taping that up and throwing it out in the trash.
Something so microscopic as a Prozac tablet put into a toilet flushing it would affect a fish. But an awareness needs to be created amongst those who are not fishermen.
Jim Hanley has been a charter boat captain on Lake Erie for more than 30 years. Hanley says the fishery here is worth protecting.
Lake Erie is a world-class fishery, and hopefully they will maintain that. Now, you mentioned it hasn't been this bad since the 70s. I grew up on Lake Erie in the 50s and 60s and saw what a disaster it was. It was just a cesspool, so to speak. The water was brown. It smelled. It was eutrophication was so bad that vegetation washed up on the beach and formed its own crust on the sand.
But Hanley notes that Lake Erie can recover from the pollution, and now the focus is on those algae blooms. World-renowned scientist and expert on the world's water issues, Maud Barlow, was in Buffalo recently. She urges immediate action to protect our lake waters, for the future could be very grim.
There's a new study on groundwater taking that shows that we've doubled the amount of groundwater that's being pumped by these huge bore wells around the world in the last 40 years, but we're exponentially increasing that. And this study said that if the Great Lakes are being pumped as fast as the rest of the world's water, that they could be bone dry in 80 years.
Demands for drinking water across the globe are growing at a staggering rate. Barlow notes that demand could outpace supply by 40% by the year 2030.
Millions of more people are going to die. Millions of more kids are going to be at risk. And it's already dirty water or lack of clean water. Access to clean water is already the largest killer of small children in the world, larger than HIV, AIDS, war, and accidents put together. And the global south, a child dies of dirty water every 3.5 seconds. It's totally preventable.
More startling, Barlow refers to the dumping of sewage and toxins into the world's water systems every year impacts the equivalent of all humanity. Pollution and overextraction of the precious water supply is harming our bodies of fresh water. What happens to Lake Erie, the shallowest of the Great Lakes, is a sign of what can happen to the rest of the Great Lakes Basin. Ray Marks, WBFO News.